Welcome to our Lenten Reflection Series on Knowing Your Tree of Sin. Each day we'll be reflecting on one of the seven deadly sins and a saint who struggled with that sin, but who by the grace of God overcame the sin and how we can do the same. Today's reflection is for the Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. And the word we're reflecting on today is work and how it is connected with the deadly sin of sloth. Saint Martha asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?" The saint we're reflecting on today is Saint Martha. Saint Martha was someone who struggled with sloth in the sense of working to avoid the will of God or doing the better part that she was called to do. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus visits the home of two sisters named Mary and Martha. The two sisters are contrasted. Mary was cumbered about many things, while Jesus was their guest, while Mary had chosen the better part, that of listening to the Master's discourse. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Jesus, however, responds that Mary had chosen the better part, or was more in line with God's will than Martha was. Many of us find it easy to identify with Martha in the story Luke tells. Martha welcomes Jesus and his disciples into her home and immediately goes to work to serve them. Hospitality is paramount in the Middle East, and Martha believed in its importance. Imagine her frustration when her sister Mary ignores the rule of hospitality and Martha's work in order to sit and listen to Jesus. What Martha missed is that before working, we must first listen to God and ask if our work is His will. Instead of speaking to her sister, Martha asked Jesus to intervene. Jesus' response is not unkind, which gives us an idea of his affection for her. He observes that Martha is worried about many things that distract her from really being present to him. He reminds her that there is only one thing that is truly important, listening to him and doing God's will before her own will. And that is what Mary has done. The deadly sin of sloth can involve us becoming burdened with so much work that we are unable to do the work that God really wants us to do. One tactic of the devil is to get us so busy that we are unaware of how we avoid praying to God. We can avoid spiritual growth by trying to do earthly work that seems to be the right thing to do and could be good work. The question is not if the work we are doing is good, but is it the type of work that God is calling us to do at that moment in our life? How have you avoided doing the work of God by doing other kinds of earthly work that you wanted to do? For your prayer today, St. Martha would have prayed with Genesis chapter 17, verses 3 through 9. Use your imagination as you read and hear me now read for you Genesis chapter 17, verses 3 through 9. When Abram prostrated himself, God spoke to him, "My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you throughout the ages as an everlasting pact, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan, as a permanent possession, and I will be their God." God also said to Abraham, "On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages." Reflect on how Abram chose to listen to God and so was able to hear the type of work God wanted him to do. Reflect on how you have been unfaithful to your covenant with God when you wanted to do your work rather than God's work. May you have a blessed day.